blasting through this hump day. It's Wednesday.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yesterday was Tuesday.
Today's Friday.
Scott Pioli is actually going to join me for the Jim Rome podcast, Ep 118. And he had an amazing one, Bill Belichick. He's got Bill Belichick stories and insight into the Patriot way. And Tom Brady, we will have that for you a little bit later on today. Ep 118 of the Jim Rome podcast is going to push out. This program here is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. All right, so are you one of those people maybe who listens every single day, maybe tweets every single day, maybe fires off an email a couple times a week, but you never call the show? Today might be the day. Give it a shot. 1-800-636-8686. Looks like not every NFL player is happy about the proposed CBA. I'm looking at some social media right now, and some guys are just saying no outright. Coming up next segment, Daniel Jeremiah, an NFL Network analyst and a broadcaster for the LA Chargers, joins us. The combine's underway, so we'll get his thoughts. Peyton Pritchard coming up in hour number three. Also, one more phone number I want to give you. I've been giving this out. I want you to keep this in your phone. It's a direct dial to me. I might pick up. Do not be surprised if I do. If I don't, feel free to leave me a voicemail. Put it in your phone under Rome. 949-385-0447. 949-385-0447. All right, so everybody is focused on Indianapolis, myself included, the NFL Combine. But while there's all this attention there, there is a major story, a major development in college football this week. What am I talking about? Let me give you a quick hint. I don't want this to be a spoiler alert. I don't want to give it away, but here's a quick hint as to what I'm about to get to. I mean, do you know that voice, obviously. But do you know that voice? One more time. If you know the voice, but you don't know the voice, this is so much better. I'll give you another hint. Well, that's the first hint. The next hint. If you're Kirby Smart and you've stacked three straight seasons of 11 wins or more and three straight division titles, but you want to go next level, what does the next level look like? Better yet, what does the next level sound like? It sounds like that. It sounds like Scott Cochran. That's right. A member of the famous Decca Yeah. In fact, the biggest part of the Decca Yeah is moving to a new home. Cochran, the strength and conditioning legend, is leaving Alabama for Georgia. He's going from Nick Saban to Kirby Smart. Now, you know that's not going to make Nick happy. We're going to get treated to another grumpy Nick Saban presser at some point about this. And this time, he's actually going to have a good reason to be grumpy. If you talk to the people around the Alabama program, Scott Cochran is massive. The guy was more than just somebody who'd spot you in the gym or count your reps. I mean, have you heard Scott Cochran? Have you really heard him? Let me play you some Scott Cochran sound right now, and you tell me that your day, no, you tell me that your entire life is not better for it. Alvin, what do you have from this legend?
You're a Bentley right now. I'm just going to put spinners on that thing. I need you lower! Bam! Hit it! Oh, straight yard. Oh, that's mine. Yeah!
He's going to put spinners on that thing, and he's going to motivate you to get moving. Cool. What else? What other sound do you have that would make evidence or show evidence as to why Kirby Smart was poaching Scott Cochran and why that is such an enormous deal for him and Georgia?
Think about what you want to do today.
Take pride in what you do.
Thank me now. Thank me later.
Yeah.
Let's go to work. I don't care what you did yesterday. If you happy with it, you got bigger problems. Pull. Oh! Give me that. Oh, I can't get it. Yeah, that's my ball. Yeah. Doubt me, pay the price. That's all I'm saying. If you are satisfied, if you are not hungry, you need to check yourself. That was day one. If you're feeling that poor me, get it out of here.
Man, that was day one. That was day one, and that was just a taste of Cochran. Nobody liked this guy. But you already knew that this guy was a rock star. He's had his own commercials with Regions Bank, and he's a strength and conditioning coach. How many strength and conditioning coaches do you know who get their own TV commercials and their own vault of drops on this show? Because my man's got drops for days. What else do you have, Alvy?
It ain't playtime. You ain't cheating me, you cheating you. Just know this little man creates monsters. Make today count. Make this rep, this set, this play count in everything we do. Let's go to work. Yeah.
This little guy creates monsters. And this is so good. This is like right into the veins. What else do you have, Alvin? Give me more. Dig deep. Make this drop count, Alvin.
I need you lower. Let's roll, man. Let's roll. Hustle, man. Hustle. Oh, yeah. Got the dancing bag. Get you some.
So the reason Kirby Smart wanted Cochran is because he is way more than just a gym guy. He is way bigger than that. As one former Alabama assistant told Bruce Feldman and Andy Staples, quote, he was the glue. He's the one who keeps kids from transferring out of there, end quote. Cochran himself told The Athletic last year, quote, what I explained to them early, when you first come here, you may have a first-round draft pick starting at your position. Learn everything you can from him. And if something happens, you can be the guy. When you got to the next place, your dream, the NFL, you're not going in to watch. You're on a 53-man roster. You're there to take that man's job. That man has a family, mouths to feed, mortgages. He ain't giving you anything. And that organization wants to trade him off instead of paying him the $50 million or the $100 million. Your job is to take his job. This is the only time in your life where you get to learn while on the job. When you go there, you don't get to learn. It's time to be a grown-ass man. End quote. It is time to be a grown-ass man. You know what that was? That was a grown-ass move by Smart. I love it. They're going to take another step forward. I'd be stunned if they didn't. Because as good as you are, Scott Cochran is going to make you so much better. Because Scott Cochran is looking to make himself better. His new gig means he's going to be an on-field coach, which means he will be able to go out and recruit. Can you imagine that legend coming into your living room, sitting down with your family, and selling you on a program? There is no way you say no when you hear this closer say something like this.
If it feels good, you ain't doing it right. Did you have cereal this morning? Let it out! Let it out!
You got that, Rit? If you had cereal this morning, let it out. If it feels good, you ain't doing it right.
Let it out!
If that guy's sitting in my living room and he's yelling at me like that, I am reaching for a pen to immediately sign on the line that is dotted. And if he can coach on the field and recruit, there is no reason why that guy can't be a head coach at some point down the road. He's worked with the greatest head coach in college football history. He's mentored and motivated players. Those around him call him the glue. He knows how a great program works. Why wouldn't this guy get a look? I love it. I love everything about this. And not just because he's a sound machine, but because he's also a sound machine. Because my guy can sing too.
Push him back, push him back, way back.
Push him back, push him back, way back. And then there's just the pure yelling, the grunting, the guttural roars and noises.
Jump down, both hands on that foot! Ha ha, ha ha, hey, oh!
If you want me, you can find me in the... Ready, stretch! Locked in, 100%. Got that fire, fire! Got that fire!
You can't put a price on that fire!
Fire!
What an incredible move by Kirby Smart in Georgia. Like, I don't know exactly what was going down in Tuscaloosa. I just know how you let that guy get away. Unless you're Nick Saban and you think to yourself, you know what, I'm not going to stand in his way. It's a great opportunity. He's got a chance to better himself. To quote the man himself, right now, Georgia's a Bentley. Scott Cochran's just going to put spinners on that thing.
Little snap, crack, and pop in that back. Bow, 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 bow.
And now he can get into your home and sit in your living room and talk to you about playing for him.
Hey, pull your pants up. Damn.
Man, I don't know what it would cost. I'd give anything to have that guy have 10 minutes with you, Hawk. The rest of you. And you, Rit. You have cereal this morning? Let it all out, Rit.
Are we still warming up?
You too, flight deck. How many Del Tacos did you have for lunch yesterday? Let them all out.
If it feels good, you ain't doing it right.
I need it myself. Fire!
I need you lower!
I can't wait to see that guy on the field. I cannot wait to see him coaching on the field. What a brilliant hire, and what a monumental loss for Alabama. But you can't keep that guy down. You cannot keep him down. And by the way, Nick was lucky to have him as long as he did. Nice job, Scott. Thanks for being part of the deck of yeah for so long. Not only a part of the deck of yeah. Now that you've heard that take, and now that you have that background, Alvin, can you play them the deck of yeah in its entirety for the proper context and perspective?
Yeah, 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 yeah!
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 Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Now you know why we do that. All right, then. When we come back, we'll change up. We'll talk some more football, though. Daniel Jeremiah joins me. Combine's underway. Draft right around the corner. No better guy to run down than DJ. Working out is hard. It's always been hard. But Bombas can make even the toughest workouts a lot more comfortable. Bombas performance socks are designed for everything from running to hiking to cycling and more. They're made with a lightweight polycotton blend, which means no matter how hard you're working, your feet are going to stay cool, dry, and comfortable. Never sweaty. Bombas are built with a special arch support system that's supportive but not too tight. And their left-right contouring and Y-stitched heel keep your socks perfectly in place. And you know that annoying toe seam that most socks have? Bombas got rid of it. Did you know that socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters? Bombas socks are created to change that. For every pair you buy, Bombas will donate a pair to somebody in need. So go to bombas.com/Jim Rome right now. Get 20% off your first purchase. These socks are amazing. They're my favorites. Go to bombas.com/Jim Rome. Get 20% off. Once again, that's bombas.com/Jim Rome.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. Combine underway. Scouting Combine is something else. If the Combine is underway, then the NFL Draft is right around the corner. If the Combine is underway and the NFL Draft is right around the corner, then you know this guy is going to be a guest on the program. He is an NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at MoveTheSticks. He is a 3-on-3 jungle half-court legend. Good friend of the program. Remember, NFL Network is providing live coverage of the 2020 NFL Scouting Combine. It gets underway tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern with quarterbacks, wide receivers, and tight ends. Daniel Jeremiah is my guest. DJ, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
What's going on, Jim? How you doing, man?
Good, good. So you have been prepping for this for months. Now you're at the Combine. What is the week like for you?
It's crazy, dude. Like, you know, the days before the workout starts, it's just a lot, doing a lot of media. And then once we get to Thursday, you know, we switched to prime time this year. So we're going to be on from 4 to 11 every day.
That's
dude.
Insane.
So it is a lot. I was talking with somebody the other day. It was with Peter King. And we were telling him a story about one of the players. And he goes, you got to make sure you tell that at the combine. I'm like, Peter, You have like 28 hours or whatever. Like, I'm gonna tell every story I know. Like, I mean, making up stories at that point in time.
That's the best. Daniel Jeremiah joining us. All right, so when you flew out to Indianapolis, you were sitting next to somebody who knows a lot about NFL offenses but is not in a position to draft Joe Burrow. That person told you that Burrow was the best quarterback to come out of college since Andrew Luck. I mean, really, really high praise. What's your reaction when you hear that? Is that the way you see it?
Well, look, I do. In terms of just the vision and the accuracy, it's as good as it gets. Now, I was a big Sam Darnold guy. I think the verdict's, you know, still out on Sam. See what he can become. Hopefully they give him some help there with the Jets. But in terms of just, you know, his vision, like every quarterback, if you're going to be a great quarterback, you got to have some type of a superpower, right? You know, what is it? Is it his athletic ability? Is his arm strength? His accuracy? To me, it's his vision. This kid, they get five out in the route at LSU. He sees the entire field, and he just makes great decisions, and he's accurate. So he's a really, really good prospect, despite the fact he doesn't have a huge arm.
All right, so he's got that great vision. Now, you spent some time with him doing a workout with Jordan Palmer. When you're around Burrow, what do you make of him as a person and a leader, a personality, a presence?
Well, Jim, I mean, when you saw his tweet the other day,
yeah,
that's what you see. Like,
right.
He's a stud, man. Like, and to me, I think there's – you know, you've been around all these athletes, and you have some guys that are cocky and they come across as jerks, and you have other guys that are just like it's more of a swagger, for lack of a better word. And you're like, dude, I love being around this dude. Like, this guy knows he's really good, and carries himself as such, but he's one of the guys. And I was talking to some of the guys down at LSU getting ready for this, and they said during the off season, you know, a lot of times you'll get the quarterbacks and receivers will get together and throw. He said he would get the whole team together. It was almost like 100% participation over the summer because everybody respected him in that way. And this is before, you know, 60 touchdown Joe Burrow. This is coming off of his first year there after transferring from Ohio State. So he's got some big-time leadership qualities to him.
He's a dude. I mean, he's just a dude.
100%. That's exactly who he is, man. And, you know, he's got a basketball background. He's like an all-state basketball player. He's just very comfortable in who he is. Like, I was talking to somebody at LSU today, and they're like, I'm like, tell me something about Burrow, like, that I don't know. And he goes, yeah, well, he wears one of his socks inside out in every game. He eats a caramel apple sucker in pregame. Like, you got to be kind of a bad dude to do that. Like, you just, you know, there's something to you. There's, like, a little edge to you, just a little different. I dig it.
That's it. That's 100% what that is. Daniel Jeremiah joining us. All right, so when you evaluate quarterbacks, if you leave out the injury, DJ, for a moment, how close are Burrow and Tua as quarterbacks?
I think it's pretty close because Tua, you know, Tua's ultra, like, twitched up, you know, with his feet, with his release, with his mind, like, seeing things really quickly. You know, everybody asks me for comparisons with Tua. I'm like, well, have you ever played cards? He's like a card dealer. Like, just like shooting those cards
that's
out across
great.
The table. Like, that's kind of how he plays. But, you know, the hip thing, not a doctor, Jim, but, I mean, this is a this is not an ankle or a knee. Like, a hip's no joke. So you got to get to the recheck in April. You know, I don't believe any report that gets out about anybody's medical at the combine, because if it's getting out, it's getting out for a reason. So just kind of play the waiting game there, see what your doctors say. But it's close. I still think Joe Burrow at his best, I would take over Tua even at his best. But I think they're both top five picks.
Daniel Jeremiah joining us. So really quickly about the medicals, we'll see how they read. But if you're an NFL team, when you look at Tua and you look at the ankle sprains, plural, and that hip injury, which is significant, do you look at that and do you think this guy's injury prone, or do you look at that and think that's just bad luck?
Well, I think that, you know, with the ankles, I wouldn't have any issue with that. I mean, a couple high ankle sprains, and, you know, they did those tightrope procedures, which, you know, a lot of NFL teams wouldn't even go that route. So, would have had those surgeries. So, I'm okay with that. The hip is a totally different deal. And, you know, for some perspective on that, you know, I went and watched, there's a documentary out on Andy Murray, the tennis player. I think it's on Amazon, and he was called, like, Resurfacing. This dude was the number one ranked tennis player in the world, and he has the hip injury, and he's never really been able to come back from it to the point where he's going to be playing doubles now. And, you know, I know in tennis there's a lot of change of direction and a lot of force, but I don't watch a lot of it, Jim, but I don't recall any 250-pound guys trying to tackle you while you're swinging your racket out there. So The hip's a totally different animal.
Daniel Jeremiah joining us. Remember, NFL Network is going to provide live coverage of the 2020 NFL Scouting Combine beginning Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern with quarterbacks, the wide receivers, and the tight ends. Now, DJ, there was this rising tide of conversation about Jordan Love from Utah State. I had him on the show before the season. I really like his game. What are you looking to see from him, and in particular, his arm when he does throw?
Well, he's got unbelievable talent, and, you know, I have him as my third quarterback, so I actually have him over Herbert. You know, he's in my top 20 on my sequence list in this draft class. In fact, when I look at it, he's my 18th overall player. So, you know, with this kid, you watch him in 18, and you saw him with, you know, a little bit of talent around him. He was very competitive, better decision maker. This year, they lose 9 starters. You lose your coordinator, your head coach, and he started playing hero ball, and you just can't do that. But I think, you know, I don't have to project with him in terms of, man, can this guy ever play at a high level? I've seen him do it. He can do it. He's going to need some time to develop, but that ability is in there, and he is so loose and so explosive and so dynamic. I mean, he's more of a playmaker, in my opinion, than Herbert. Herbert's more on schedule, but when things break down, this kid's got some magic to him.
Daniel Jeremiah joining us. All right, so what do you make of Chase Young and his potential as a pass rusher in the NFL?
I think he's going to be a double-digit sack guy, you know, on a perennial basis. He doesn't have – people say, okay, what is he lacking? Well, he's not an elite bend guy at the top of his rush. Like, if you've seen a Von Miller, you've seen a DeMarcus Ware in their careers, you know, what they do to be able to bend and wrap, that's not him. But he's got outstanding hands. He's obviously a physical specimen. He can convert his speed to power, and he's a finisher. And I laughed, Jim, when, like, some of these people that box score scout, like, oh, he didn't do anything in the last 3 games of the year. I'm like, dude, watch the tape. He hit Lawrence like 8 times in that game against Clemson. They start double and triple teaming him, throwing screens away from him. Like, he impacted the entire game plan for Clemson in that game. Like, trust me, he's fine.
Bleeping box score scouts. Man, I hate that stuff. Daniel Jeremiah joining us. You're the best, dude. So Alabama receiver Henry Ruggs III is going to work out tomorrow night. When you watch him on tape, what do you make of his speed, and what kind of a 40 could he be looking at?
Well, Jim, you're taking notes on these guys when you're rolling through all these receivers, and you kind of run out of different ways to describe things. With this dude, when I watched him, I wrote down on like with speed, I just wrote down instant death. Like, it's over, dude.
Wow.
Like, if you don't get a hand on this guy and he gets even with you, he's gone. And he destroys pursuit angles with his speed. And a lot of times with speed guys, if you look back, think about, like, the Ted Ginns, the Bashaud Perrimans, like, these fast guys don't have great hands, right? So you got to give up some of that to get some of the speed. This kid dropped 1 ball last year. So he's got strong hands. The stats aren't going to blow you away because there's 4 first-round receivers in that Alabama offense, so they had to spread it all around to all those guys. This dude was a freaking unbelievable basketball player in high school. So he's been a gunner on punt. He goes down and makes tackles. So I got a guy that's tough, that has an outstanding athletic background, and, oh, yeah, he just happens to run in the 4.2s. So I think he's in the mix to be the first receiver. I don't think this is just CeeDee Lamb versus Jerry Jeudy. I think Ruggs is in that fight.
Daniel Jeremiah joining us for another moment or so. So when you're evaluating players, the tradition has been to do it based on position. But when you see guys like Deebo Samuel, Tyrann Mathieu on defense, guys who can play multiple positions, does it feel, DJ, like the NFL is starting to incorporate a little of the NBA's positionless approach?
Yeah, I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about this week on the coverage because – I've talked to defensive coordinators. I've talked to head coaches, offensive coordinators about this. And, you know, the game is about mismatches. That's the whole game. So when you got guys offensively that when you break the huddle and they have the personnel to match what you're doing because, you know, this guy is in one spot and all of a sudden Deebo Samuel, you break the huddle, they think you're going to be in empty and you trot out your dime personnel. And next thing you know, Deebo Samuel's back there by the quarterback and he's functioning as a running back. You can really create some advantages with that type of versatility. And then conversely, on the defensive side of the ball, I see it with Derwin James every week. You know, Derwin James some weeks is going to be the high safety. When you want to have a vertical passing game, he's kind of the vacuum cleaner back there. Other teams, you want to play a run-heavy team, you're going to drop him down in the box and let him get dirty down there. So those guys are the chess pieces that all these teams are trying to find. And, you know, offensively, Deebo Samuel is a name that's come up more with personnel guys than any other name of the guys I've talked to, just because they're obsessed with trying to find that type of guy.
All right, so finally, who did I miss? Who is a guy or two that we have not talked about yet that you're keeping your eyes on this week?
Well, you can't take your eyes off Mekhi Becton from Louisville because he's 6'7", 360-plus pounds, their left tackle, and he's a really good player. I think he's the best left tackle in the draft. I think he's a special big man, and I already warned Eisen. I'm like, dude, good news is there's a guy that's running a 40 that's 6'7", you know, almost 370 pounds. The bad news is he can roll, and they're going to definitely put you next to him when you run your 40, and it's not going to end well. So he's a freak.
He is an NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at MoveTheSticks. He is a 3-on-3 jungle half-court legend. And remember, the NFL Network is all over this. Live coverage of the 2020 NFL Scouting Combine getting underway Thursday. Make a note, 4 p.m. Eastern with quarterbacks, wide receivers, and tight ends. DJ, that is awesome, awesome content, man. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for doing that.
You're the best, Jim. I appreciate you, bud.
You are, dude. You are sincerely the best. Daniel Jeremiah, he is so great at what he does and so great to listen to. And I do take exception to one thing he said. He said, when you're watching tape, you run out of ways to describe these guys. You don't, bro. His vernacular is so awesome. His description and analysis is so, so good. I could talk to him for hours. DJ, and he was at the Jungle 3-on-3 back in the day. I love that. All right, coming up next hour, we've got open phones for an entire hour. I want to hit the NFL PI rule. I want to hit a world record for planking, as it turns out, and more. And some NFLers are not happy about the proposed collective bouncies agreement. I know the Pouncies aren't. And there is already a Mason Saunders night. That did not take long. Don't forget, I've got episode 118 of the Jim Rome podcast mostly done. The conversation aspect of that is already done. I talked to Scott Pioli yesterday. It was great. Such a good conversation. The kind of conversation, although we had a really good sit down with him at Super Bowl. In fact, that was the impetus for it. It was so good that I needed more time with him. The conversation that I had with him yesterday that we're going to push out later on today is something we can never do on this show. Hence the side hustle. Make sure you look for that. I've got a sports update for you. Here it is. Rich Ackerman.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This weekend on CBS, back-to-back college hoops doubleheader, starting on Saturday with number 3, Kansas at Kansas State, followed by number 13, Auburn at number 10, Kentucky. Then Sunday, Big East action, Xavier and Georgetown. One of the fiercest rivalries in college sports. Then Michigan taking on number 25, Ohio State. The road to the Final Four is on CBS. Great college basketball weekend. Flight Deck and I had a pretty good night last night. We hit a couple winners last night. Been a while. I felt good, man. I felt really good. Flight Deck, it might be time on Friday for you to come in here, pick some more things for us. Get that in the back of your gigantic dome, Flight Deck. We may have a return of James Kelly on Friday. Going into the weekend, there's some great college basketball matchups. You've got some NBA. Always
you
have some
be
golf.
My wingman anytime.
That is a possibility. All right, so how about the phones? 1-800-636-8686. I can't lie, I've been waiting on this guy. If I roll out here on a Friday and I make an announcement, then I'm bringing back the world tour. and I'm booting it back up in Buffalo. How does this guy not call? I knew he would. Not a question of if, but a matter of when. And when is right this second. Let's go to Buffalo. Let's go to Rick. Brother, what's going on, Rick?
Forget about the day I got married. To hell with the days my kids were born. The single greatest day of my life, Jim, is all set to take place on Saturday, April 11th, 2020. The day when the proud, shiny, up-and-coming city of Buffalo, New York, becomes the center of the jungle universe. And the timing couldn't be any better, Jim, as I'll be on spring break all week. So what if I had to cancel the family vacation? My wife and kids will get over it. And if they don't, I don't really give a damn. And what a venue you guys picked for the event. The iconic Shays Buffalo Theater in the bustling downtown district. For nearly a century, Shays has played host to the biggest acts in the industry. None bigger, of course, than Buffalo's very own Goo Goo Dolls. And a little history for you clones. It was at Shays where I saw my very first rock concert. Let me take you all the way back to November 25th, 1988. Striper with special guest Hurricane. The night a 12-year-old Rick in Buffalo invented the mosh pit, the stage dive, and the buck naked crowd surf. And I'm bringing them all back come April 11th. I know Buffalo's going to show up huge. So let me call out to the rest of the clones worldwide. Get your asses to Buffalo for the long-awaited return of the tour stop. And don't you dare let the April weather scare anyone off. Whether it's 65 and sunny or 15 below and snowing sideways, it's going to be an all-timer. A special shout-out to my guys in SoCal, Silk Bra, Dickie Flowers, the CEO, Raider Mike, Webmaster Benton, Matt in L.A., the HBPD, Cousin Corey, and the rest of you fanboys. Make the trip so I can show you the Buffalo. War hitting the clubs with Kyle in Green Bay again and putting them through a table again and watching them puke all over himself again. War hanging with my very best friend, John, in New York. War Trapper and Dana Point. I'm going to do everything possible to get you here, brother. Thanks for the vine, Jim. Tramps like us, babe. I'm out.
Rock him. What an amazing telephone call. I could do no better. I would not have any chance of doing any better to promote that tour stop than he just did. Rick in Buffalo. Brother, I can't lie. Brother. I've been thinking about you. Thinking about a way, Rick, to involve you in the event. Keep it in mind. Do not get too wrecked. Night of. I may need you for a few minutes, brother. Brother. Even if it is to put Kyle and Green Bay through another table on the set. On the stage. He made a great point, too. What about you, SoCals? If you go back in time, and I understand this is a major ask, a big, big ask. I'm asking you to leave your families. I'm asking you, and it's not the way it used to be. Back then, a lot of you, life is different, right? We have different responsibilities, different challenges. It's set up differently. Back then, you could drop everything and meet me at a tour stop. Can you still do that? I wonder if any of the SoCals will travel. I know in and around Buffalo, you can make that trip. But it used to be that the hardcore SoCals would go wherever we went. It didn't matter where we were. They would show up. The CEO would show up. Trapper would show up. Silk would show up. I want some RSVPs from people willing to make that trip. Cowan Green Bay, I know, is going to be there. Who's going to make the trip to Buffalo? Buffalo, I expect you to come out. But does anybody want to come? It's not a Buffalo thing. It's going to be in Buffalo, but it's bigger than that. It's the return of the World Tour. And the reason I'm doing this is so the jungle community can come together and be together and we can hang out and we can party and we can celebrate the show and you can all be together as one. It just happens to be in Buffalo at a historic venue, Shea's Buffalo Theater. Everybody from Buffalo who has called has raved about that venue. Rick said it himself. He said, Jim, it was a 12-year-old Rick in Buffalo. I could have swore he was going to say, a 12-year-old Rick in Buffalo who lost his virginity at Shea's. They said it was the first rock concert he went to. And the first naked crowd surf that he's going to bring back. Bring it all, brother. We are in the process of putting it together. I can't tell you exactly what it's going to be or exactly how it's going to look, but I don't need to. I got 45 days. I just know that it's my job and it's my goal to come up with something different than what you get every single day. I know this. I understand it. So I'm in the process. I know that we are going to have guests. I know that I can be unplugged. And I'm starting to think about, like, philosophically, what is it? What is the event? What is the tour stop? Is it like the TV show that I did on Showtime, Jim Rome on Showtime, remember? Where I could say and do whatever I wanted. That was premium non-cable. We could get loose. We could be aggressive. We could take some chances. I didn't have to worry about getting in any trouble. Is this something like that? Maybe. Possibly. Rick in Buffalo is going to be there, even if his family is upset. If you would like to be a part of the event and you want to attend, here's what you do. Go to JimRomeWorldTour.com. I'm giving you the address right now because the tickets are not on sale for the general public until Friday. You have an exclusive one-week window for only the clones. JimRomeWorldTour.com. Password jungle. There are VIP packages. Rick in Buffalo said, I'm going to go to the clubs with Kyle. We're going to have a private party. Now, again, this is not to price out you hardcore clones. It's just an opportunity if you want to do that sort of thing. That may not be important to you. But there will be a meet and greet. There will be a private party.
Private.
Sign some autographs. And that's part of the process. Check out the pricing yourself. If you don't want to do it, man, no harm, no foul, no offense. But if that's something that does interest you, we are offering that. JimRomeWorldTour.com, password jungle. Go to Matt in L.A. Matt, what's up?
Snags to riches, man. Buffalo, big, big props. I wish I could be there, but I won't make it, man. But I know it's going to be one hell of a party. As far as Snagger Vance, thanks for the vine. Since Kobe Bean Bryant, R.I.P., was a teenager challenging MJ and coming into the jungle, since Dale Harris was letting the whole world know that speaking anything that's not Jim Rome, man, that's whack. Your boy Matt in L.A. has had your back, pimp. And as a proud, bald American dude, I'm pumped up by these 2020 Los Angeles Lakers, led by LeBald James, led by the Bald Mamba. I mean, they are balling out, Romy. And I really think that this is going to be the year that we return to greatness, not only because everybody is, you know, so focused on the goal and so quick to try to dedicate everything to Kobe Bean Bryant, rest in peace, but just because this squad, man, now with the addition of Markieff Morris, everything's coming together. The chemistry is really gelling. So I just got one thing to say. For all you people that weren't around the last 5 years, don't come back. Please. That's all I got, Jim. War, it's Rick Eisenhower calling in Grubhub on his rotary cell phone patched in by the operator. War, Ira Craig taking his book tour meet and greets to the soup kitchen and freeway off-ramp circuit. But unwar warrior fans trying to jump back on the Laker bandwagon. Get lost, you pukes. Outro.
Y'all aren't going to like this. Rack him, Alvy. Adam Hawk. Save that thought, Adam Hawk. I'll get back to you. Good segment. Back-to-back rack calls. Rick in Buffalo. Matt in L.A. Next hour, Oregon Ducks senior point guard, Peyton Pritchard. When we come back, I do want to talk about the NFL PI rule. Is it going to be a thing still? We saw it for 1 year. Didn't work at all, right? Are they going to bring it back or not? That's coming up next hour. A world record for planking. What's the longest you've ever held a plank? This old guy has got everybody beat. Mason Saunders night. And more. 2 hours. Smooth and easy. Having a great Wednesday. Hour number 3, gonna be just as good, if not better. Stay tuned.